Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Yerkes. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Duffy Lewis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jake Staal. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Heinie Wagner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hit Katie. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck O'Brien. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Buck O'Brien. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Josh DeVore. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Snodgrass. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Red Murray. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Merkel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buck Herzog. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chief Myers. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Art Fletcher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Marquardt. Pitching for the New York Giants, Rube Marquardt. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Yerkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt fires to first and has Hooper trapped. There's the throw to Fletcher, who tags Hooper for the out. One out. Steve Yerkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerkes hits a fly ball into center field. Snodgrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speaker. The throw from Myers and he is safe. Speaker steals second. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. DeVore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Josh DeVore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeVore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Yerkes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Snodgrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doyle. The throw from Katie and he is safe. Doyle steals second. Fred Snodgrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snodgrass strikes out. Two outs. Red Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doyle moves to third. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on O'Brien. Doyle scores. Murray moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Merkel reaches second base with a double. Murray scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lewis. Herzog reaches second base with a double. Merkel scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Chief Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herzog moves to third. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Katie and Yerkes drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Giants. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher bunts towards third. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Myers scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Giants. Rube Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien fires to first and picks off Fletcher. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marquardt juggles the ball. That's an error on Marquardt. Jake Staal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Heinie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Hit Katie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Katie hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of DeVore. Engel reaches second base with a double. Gardner scores. Staal goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Giants. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Giants will come to bat. Rube Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt hits a pop-up towards first. Staal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Josh DeVore is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. DeVore is 0-for-1 in the game. DeVore strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Yerkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerkes is 0-for-1 in the game. Yerkes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Snodgrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. DeVore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. DeVore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Giants will come to bat. Fred Snodgrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snodgrass is 0-for-1 in the game. Snodgrass hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Yerkes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper throws the ball into Yerkes, who tags Murray trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Merkel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. There goes Merkel. The throw from Katie and he is out, Wagner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jake Staal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Herzog fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heini Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Snodgrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hit Katie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Katie is 0-for-1 in the game. Katie hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Staal moves to third. Ray Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Giants will come to bat. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chief Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Myers reaches third base with a triple. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Marquardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Yerkes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Yerkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerkes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yerkes hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a pop-up towards third. Herzog settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Giants will come to bat. Josh DeVore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeVore is 0-for-2 in the game. DeVore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Snodgrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snodgrass is 0 for 2 in the game. Snodgrass hits a fly ball towards right. Hooper catches it and throws to first to double up DeVore. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner strikes out. Two outs. Jake Staal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staal is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Staal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Giants will come to bat. Red Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Merkel hits a pop-up towards first. Staal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Katie settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Katie. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Yerkes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heine Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mark Hard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hit Katie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Katie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Katie hits a fly ball into center field. Snodgrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chief Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 0 for 2 in the game. Marquard hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5. And the Red Sox too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Snodgrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Yerkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerkes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yerkes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Giants will come to bat. Josh DeVore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeVore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeVore bunts towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Katie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Snodgrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snodgrass is 0-for-3 in the game. Snodgrass hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Yerkes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. There goes Snodgrass. The throw from Katie and he is out, Wagner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Snodgrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Staal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staal is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Staal hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Herzog fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.